Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Aaron Ramsey. It is the morning of June 19th. I hope you're doing good. I want to talk about a message that I heard on Wednesday. I woke up early, and there was a gentleman named Edgar Sandoval that spoke. I mean, he is currently the CEO at World Vision, which is a really great nonprofit. But Edgar talked about the start in life, in that sometimes some people don't have a good start to life. And he was really talking about his story, and that he grew up in South America, and that's where his parents were from. And he came to America when he was 18 years old with $50 in his pocket, and didn't really even know English, and had to teach himself. And then he ended up going to Rutgers and then getting a job at Procter & Gamble, worked his way up to be an executive at Procter & Gamble, and then ultimately is now the CEO of World Vision. And so what I want to talk a little bit about is our story. My wife and I couldn't have kids for many, many years. We went 14 years. With no positive test, not one. And so, as you can imagine, month after month, how that goes, and it's very difficult. And so we wanted to adopt, and so we did, and we adopted from Haiti, and our boys, we have twin boys from Haiti. They're now 12 years old, but they came home a little over 2 years when they were 2 years old. But the first year of life for them was very difficult. Their mom, who is, by the way, is an awesome, loving woman, they lived with her for the first year of life, and their dad was never in the mix. Don't know who he is, never met him. But mom grew up in hard times in Haiti, you know, out in the bush area of Haiti, which is very poor, very difficult. In fact, Haiti is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. But so the boys, they grew up there, and their mom, out of love, took them to the orphanage when they were 1 year old because they were dying. She didn't have food for them. She couldn't take care of them. She was only 16 years old. And so she took them to the orphanage, and that really saved their life. And one of our boys was very sick. He had to go on a feeding tube for 3 months. He was failure to thrive. They weren't sure he was going to make it. And out of love, the orphanage just kind of got him back to life there. And so they stayed in the orphanage for a year, and we went and visited a lot. And we were there 45 days in 2009. And then the earthquake hit in early 2010, and we were able to be in Haiti within a week of the earthquake. And they came home on special, it was called humanitarian parole due to the two governments agreeing that could happen. So, but when they came home, one of our boys was only 16 pounds. He was 2 years, two months old, and he was 16 pounds. And that's extremely small for a child of that age. So he came home, and we began to sew into him. My wife just pushed him and made him eat and made him drink protein formulas and all kinds of things, and just would push and push and push. And now that they're 12 years old, and we just finished school for the semester, and both boys, one boy had all A's and the other boy had all A's and a B. And Brecken now, who was the smaller, is almost back to grade level size. And so, you know, their life didn't start out so good. They grew up and their life started hard in this very difficult situation. But out of love, you know, it was love from their birth mom, love from the orphanage coming home, and love from family and those that they've surrounded themselves with, have really pushed them to get to a point where they are right now. And that's what's going to keep pushing them forward, is love. And so, you know, where you start in life sometimes doesn't dictate where you need to go. It's really what you do with life, surrounding yourself with people that can motivate and push you and love you and embrace you, challenge you, and that can really help you get to where you want to go. And then once you get there, you know, I would encourage you to mentor and do the same for somebody else. Come along somebody else that maybe you're not you don't really know that well, but that you see, that you just want to assist and come alongside somebody and push and help them and sow into them and help them grow. Because it's through coming alongside people and people coming alongside us, that we can get to where we want to be in life. And so if you have passions and desires and goals and you're currently, not sure what to do with that, I would just ask you to hear my voice and to say, pursue those things, pursue what's on your heart, pursue the goals that's been there. If it's something that's been kind of hidden for a while because you've been focused on other things, consider bringing that back up, opening up that your heart to what you had as a dream when you were younger that you want to pursue and go after it. The world is before us, guys, and the important thing is to surround ourselves with wonderful people, to love and respect and honor those that we get to encounter every day. You remember, live a life of love, everybody. Hope this is a blessing to you today. We'll talk to you soon.